you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Berlin from Bothell is. Berlin, are you there?
Hi.
What's up, Berlin?
I'm Siri, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Before I leave, just really quick, because we have 8 minutes until we find out whether or not we have to play one of the worst Christmas songs of all time as voted by USA Today. But we said we won't play it if we hit $22,000. $23,000, sorry. We just hit $22,000. We are $1,000 away thanks to the Rockaholics like Caitlin Snell, Matthew Halley, Courtney Sweet, Lainey Johnson as well. They've all donated money to Coach for Kids, and that's what we're looking to do. Today is Coach for Kids Day. Please make a donation at KISW.com or at the text line.
Oh, yeah. KISW give to 44321.
Damn.
Let's do it. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Okay, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Berlin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Bing Crosby had the famous 40s holiday song titled White What?
Christmas.
Correct. What Las Vegas hotel is inspired by a city in France?
Venetian?
No.
Pass.
What actor recently revealed he had a brain bleed and a stroke?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
Dan Campbell is the head coach for what NFL team?
Lions?
Yes. What state is directly above Illinois?
Oh, God. Iowa?
No.
Pass.
Which pop star was named Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century?
Britney Spears?
No.
Oh, pass.
The hospital ward ICU stands for what?
Oh, my gosh. I should know this. I'm in a nursing class.
You should know this.
Intensive care unit.
There we go. Yes. Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore star in what late 90s movie?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What is it called?
Berlin, you got 3 correct.
Oh, Lord, that's okay.
Hey, that's better than the score I got the very first time I played Beat Migs.
It is.
Yeah, you know, this is my first time. I'm not too worried about it.
It's okay.
You know, with the timer and the pressure, and, you know, thank God you got that one correct, considering what class you're in. So that's really what matters. All right, Steve, are you ready?
I want to give a quick shout out and hopefully a dedication to a big win because a listener by the name of Bobby, she is celebrating her birthday today. It's December 12th. Her husband texted us, said we listen to your show all the time. Today's my wife Bobby's birthday.
Aww.
I won't disclose her age because I know better, LOL, but I do have a small request. I'd be appreciative if we could get a shout out to her as well. So happy birthday to Bobby.
Happy birthday, Bobby.
Yay. And smart guy not revealing her age. Just saying. All right, Steve, are you ready now?
Oh, yeah.
Bing Crosby had the famous 40s holiday song titled White What?
Christmas?
Yes. What Las Vegas hotel is inspired by a city in France?
Paris.
Correct. What actor recently revealed he had a brain bleed and a stroke?
Jamie Foxx.
Correct. Dan Campbell is the head coach for one NFL team.
Everybody's second favorite team, the Detroit Lions.
Yes. What state is directly above Illinois?
Hey. North Dakota.
No.
South Dakota.
No.
Ohio.
No. Which pop star singer was recently Billboard's greatest pop star of the 21st century?
Which what?
Which pop singer was named Billboard's greatest?
Beyonce?
Yes. The hospital ward ICU stands for what?
Intensive care unit.
Correct. Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore star in what late 90s movie?
50 First Dates?
No.
What else did they do together?
They've done a few.
I know. I can't think of any of the other ones. Wedding Singer.
Yes. Same name as a color. Coldplay had the 2000 hit song
Yellow.
Title. What? Correct. How many seasons did the sitcom The Jeffersons have?
I'm going to go with 9.
No. Steve, you got 8 correct, though, which is a win, 8-3. Sorry, Berlin. Try again.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. I listen to you guys every morning. I'm just happy I could, you know, get on the line.
That's awesome, thank Berlin. You. Thank you so much, man. Man, I said ma'am.
Wow.
What would be the problem? Lady? Thank you so much, lady.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
All right.
Homie. I'm the best. I'm the best.
What state is directly above Illinois?
Is it Michigan? Wisconsin?
It's Wisconsin.
Maybe my wife will get me a map for Christmas. That way I can get better at these questions.
Yeah.
And while we're on vacation, I'm just going to spend the entire time just studying that map.
You'll just stare at it, but you won't absorb any of the information.
No.
And then the Jeffersons had 11 seasons.
11.
Yeah. But congrats on beating Berlin.
Today, we celebrate Coats for Kids Day, Rockaholics, and we've got a goal here this morning.
We do. I'm looking at a text line that says, I'm waiting until after 7 to donate because I want to hear one of these awful songs.
That is not how it's supposed to work.
That is terrible. Terrible. Shame on you.
We're trying to raise $1,000 more in the next, 3 minutes.
3 minutes. And people have been donating. I got to give a shout out. I mean, an anonymous donation of $169 just came in. Vince Nure donated $69, joining the 69 Club, which is a very exclusive club. Lori Lawyer just donated $40. Whitney Sparling just donated $20. The Rockaholics have been stepping up. Matthew Hawley, $40. We are now at $22,301.
So we need $700, Rockaholics, or $699, as it were.
Nice.
Let's make it so.
Yes.
KISW.com. You can donate there, or you can text KISW GIVE to 44321 to donate.
So if in less than 3 minutes we don't get that $700, we're playing one of the worst Christmas songs of all time.
Yeah. Make the right choice, Rockaholics. Sarah was in Vegas recently celebrating her birthday, and she ended up at a Hooters. And if you recall, the four of us dressed up as Hooters girls at the Halloween hullabaloo. So she brought with her a photo.
Of course she did.
To show an actual Hooters girl and wanted to know who wore it best. So we're going to find out after 3 days grace.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is our friend Sarah's birth month, and she was recently in Las Vegas celebrating said birth month. Sarah, how old are you really? I know we give you a lot of hard times about your age, but how old are you really?
I don't even want to say how old I am really, but I'm not in my 40s or 40.
You're 50?
I'm still freshly in my 30s.
In your early 30s.
Early. It's still early, yes.
Enjoy it now, because one day it's going to be like, where the hell did the 30s go?
Oh my God. I say that about my 20s right now.
It's insane.
She keeps us young. She does. And while you were in Vegas, Sarah, you went to Hooters, and it was the largest Hooters in the world?
Yes.
Is it the only Hooters in the world? I feel like all the Hooters have closed now. I mean, like, I remember when I first moved out here, I felt like there was like Hooters like Starbucks. It's like everywhere had a Hooters. Like Linwood had one.
Yeah.
Seattle, Lake Union, there was that one. Then, of course, the Tacoma one was a big spot as well. But now we have none.
Yeah, you got to go to Vegas.
So you brought with you to the world's largest Hooters the photo of us dressed as Hooters girls because you wanted to see how they thought we looked.
I did.
You wanted us to be rated through the eyes of an actual Hooters girl.
I did.
Now, before we play it, paint the picture for us. Is this place like hopping? Is there a lot of people there? Or is it just like a bunch of like dudes that maybe are broke from gambling and they can't really go to a strip club, so they're just now at a Hooters eating frickles?
It's that. Okay. Yes, 100%. It's a very, very large spot. Yeah, yeah. It's inside the Oyo Hotel, which is also kind of sad.
A lot of dudes wearing sweatpants.
Yes. It needs a little love.
Well, when it comes to who wore it best, we have some audio from Sarah. Here is how it went.
Okay, I'm here at the biggest Hooters in the world in Las Vegas, and I'm with my beautiful waitress. What is your name?
I'm Laura.
All right, what does Laura look like?
Laura is by far the most attractive one.
Right.
She is a beautiful brunette, you know, in shape, but I will say doesn't really have much Hooters.
Oh. Did you tell her the secret? All you got to do is stuff some crew socks in there?
I should have brought some socks for her.
Like, look, we're going to tip you as well, but on top of the tip, here's a pair of socks, and they're not for your feet.
Yeah, I got to say, I was surprised at the people working there.
I'll be honest, I'd be pretty fired up if a Hooters girl wasn't like really rocking massive Hooters. I'd be like, that's awesome.
Until you kind of want to see the Hooters.
Why don't we ever go to Hooters to just stare at their boobs?
But, like, that's an added perk.
I had to say it like George says it.
Boobs.
Boobs.
Laura, okay, so I am showing you a picture of my entire show dressed as Hooters girls. How do we look?
I love it. Y'all are beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so.
That's a very diplomatic answer from someone that wants tips.
Thank you. Okay, so just looking off this picture, who do you think would be the best Hooters waiter, waitress, or the worst?
So this is the best because they know how to pose. That's the correct pose.
Was that me?
Yeah.
No, sorry to break it to you.
And that's the girl with the pigtails, right?
Yes.
That's me. That's me.
Okay, and...
She studied, okay?
Did she not look at you and just realize that was you? Maybe she wasn't wearing her glasses.
Well, and I was looking really rough that day, so maybe she didn't know.
How rough were you looking that you didn't even look like yourself in a picture?
I don't know.
That's actually pretty impressive.
Okay, and who's the worst?
I'm going to say the worst.
Is anyone else getting a little anxiety to hear this?
This is awful.
Who do you think she's going to say?
It could be any of us, Steve.
I'm leaning towards me. It's pretty all like, oh, he doesn't have any hair.
Oh, it doesn't have any Hooters.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It's hard. We all look
that
really
is
good.
Too funny, those two shoes. That's
like
hilarious.
The mixed mash shoes? Yeah, that's like his thing.
Is she going to go with Danny?
Sounds like it.
She's shoe shaming him?
I mean, she's starting off with the shoes. She's going to work her way up his legs. Next thing you know, no hoots.
No, they all look like they would do a good job.
We can just say, like, I'm the winner, and they all are
winner, losers. Winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, my God, I love you. Thank you, Laura.
That was a very disappointing ending to that.
Right?
She really didn't want to make a decision.
She just said your tip depends on it.
Well, and I kind of feel like I would be the only one that would actually be successful, and she just didn't want to say that. So, yeah.
Well, in the spirit of letdowns and bad news, Steve Miggs.
Yes.
We did not hit $23,000 by 7 o'clock.
We did not.
No.
The Rockaholics clearly do not love the children.
We missed our goal of hitting that $1,000 by $545.
Ah, $22,465, still a great amount. We didn't give people a lot of time. Maybe we need to give like a full hour.
Okay, a full hour?
A full hour. And so maybe we'll do it again where it's like, hey, we need to raise another $1,000 by 8 a.m.
Because today is Coats for Kids Day.
Yes.
And you can make a donation at KISW.com. Every $20 equals one brand new coat on a local child in need. You can also text KISW GIVE to 44321. But because we didn't hit that $1,000, we're going to spin the wheel and find out what terrible Christmas song we're going to play for you this
morning. So these are the six worst songs, Christmas songs, as picked by USA Today. And it's Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer, the Chipmunk song, the Christmas Shoes song, Little Drummer Boy, Funky Funky Christmas, and Dominic the Donkey. We're going to spin the wheel, whatever it lands on, that's the song we're going to play right now.
Please God, not the shoes.
I think the shoes might be the worst pick. Yeah.
All right, spin that wheel.
All right. I didn't know that it had a sound effect.
Oh, no! No!
You gotta be kidding me.
No!
No! No! The Christmas Shoe song.
Yep.
Rockaholics, you thought it'd be funny to wait till after 7 to make your donations because you wanted to torture the other alcoholics. Well, this is on your hand.
Today is Coats for Kids Day, Rockaholics, and we would love for you to help us out with a donation at KISW.com. You can also text KISW GIVE to 44321 to make a donation, and we're trying to put 2,500 jackets on local children in need.
Our goal is $50,000. We're getting closer and closer to it thanks to the Rockaholics who have been donating, even though they didn't donate enough to them. We had to play a bad song in the last hour, but we are currently at $22,841, and thank you Angie Royball, who just donated $100. Nathan Schaefer just donated $50, and Ron House donated $100, and Lydia Lawrence donated $51, all for a great cause.
That is so awesome. We want to hit $23,500 by 8 o'clock.
And if we don't, we spin the wheel once again and we play one of the worst songs as picked by USA Today. I think we got the worst one out of the way.
We did.
But there's still some bad ones. So Rockaholics, we need your help. Make a donation right now. Also, thanks to Adam Hare, donated $69 joining the 69 nice. Club.
Dolly Parton once made her husband go to an award show with her. This was back in 1967.
Okay.
That's a long time ago. Sarah was just born.
I was waiting for it.
But he hated it so much that he has never gone to another award show with her since then. So Dolly Parton was sitting down to do this podcast with Bunny XO, the Dumb Blonde podcast, and they were talking about...
Is that the Jelly Rolls?
I believe
yes.
so.
I watched some of the podcasts. Most of it's behind like a paywall with Patreon, so I wasn't able to hear this part, but... She's clearly a very big fan of Dolly Parton, and it was really fun to, like, anytime you get to watch somebody who's getting to meet, like, their idol, and it's, like, a fun conversation. I don't know anything about Bunny XO, but it was pretty cool to watch those two talk together.
Absolutely. So Dolly's husband is Carl. They've been married forever and ever. But he said he was so uncomfortable that he just never wanted to do it again.
And she didn't make him.
No, she never did. She never made him do it again. I mean, that's, I guess, kind of a big thing to go solo.
I think she's Dolly Parton. I don't think she's going to have a hard time, you know, chopping it up with anybody and finding people that are like, Dolly, sit at our table or sit next to me. I think there's probably a lot of people in the music industry that just adore that woman.
I mean, she's my Lord and Savior, so I adore her.
It was a funny part during the interview where they were talking, and she was just like, you know, back in the day when she was like this, you know, up and coming singer, and she's very attractive. She's like, yeah, some people were willing to help me out. They had some other motives. And she's like, some of them I took them up on it, and others I didn't. I'm like, I just love how she was just like so open about it. She's like, Dolly, you're the best.
Dolly keeps it real.
Has there ever been a situation where like Brad has wanted you to go to something, or you made Brad go to something, and it's just like never again?
I mean, the Kenny Chesney concert was a one and done for me. I was like, you know what? If you want to go to Kenny next time, you go.
Yeah.
You go with the boys. I'm going to stay home and not torture myself. It was a not fun experience.
I'm always up for anything. I'm always like, okay, sure. You want? She's like, and she'll even, my wife will do a pretty good job of being like, you don't have to go to this if you don't want to. I'm like, fine, I'll go. I don't care. And I usually have a pretty good time. I know with her, I brought her to one of my first ever wrestling event when I got to wrestle at the Showbox for a sold out show. And it was like, first time ever. I honestly thought it was going to be the only time. Joke's on me. But I was like, you got to come to that. That'd be awesome. And she came out. She's like, I'm happy I came, but I'm never going to come to one of these again.
I wish there were like photos of her face during that we could see. I just want to see like her reaction.
And my in-laws.
Oh,
I would
no.
Honestly, in retrospect, I should have had somebody that was just filming Sid the entire time.
Like, what is he doing?
Why is my husband in spandex in front of 800 people? This is weird.
It is.
Yes.
So, inspired by Dolly not making her husband go to any award show after the first one that he hated so much, what about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. What was something that your partner made you attend or you made them attend? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Jimi Hendrix.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, we want to know, what was something that your partner made you attend, or what was something that you made your partner attend? 206-803-ROCK is our phone number. And Dolan from Covington, your partner forced you to watch something you did not want to watch. What was it?
It was the original Cats movie.
Oh, no.
Rare.
I mean, like, I can watch a musical, like, there's some I like. Like, I'm not, avoidant to musicals. But she said it was the most painful state she's ever seen me in. I was contemplating how many seconds I'd been alive. I've been thinking, if I die, would anybody notice my body? I was, like, trying to, she said, look, my soul was trying to leave my body. And I mean, about 40 minutes in.
I remember the play also was pretty damn bad, too. As a kid, I remember thinking it was awesome because a bunch of cats dressed up, but the movie's even worse.
Dude, I love musicals. Like, every musical, I have not gone to a theater performance I don't like. Cats is the one that I just cannot do. And, like, that's in theater, on Broadway, I will never go see Cats.
May I admit something to you guys? I've never seen Cats.
Don't do it. No, why?
That's about as far as I could go.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Memories. You know that song?
I don't know that song,
oh,
think.
My God.
Wow, you guys are really selling it, though. 206-803-ROCK.
Oh. Nope.
And it's, like, so over-the-top dramatic, and she's dressed like a freaking cat.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I'm with that guy. I don't ever want to see that again.
What was something that your partner made you attend, or what was something you made your partner attend? 206-803-ROCK. Forrest in Columbia City, you took your partner to see what band?
The Flaming Lips. He was 75 years old and didn't know what it was about, and we went to the Upstream Music Festival.
Yeah.
And
I said, you've got to go see this. It's like Romper Room on acid. And he's like, I don't know. He's more of an Elvis Beatles guy.
Right.
And
course, it's funny. I remember taking Sid, my wife, to see the Flaming Lips over at the Washington State Fair, and she wasn't a fan, but by the end of it, she's like, "Yeah, they are incredible."
Yeah, it was a blast. It was so weird and so funny, and I mean, we were down in it, and you know, beach balls and stuff flying around. It was just great, and I couldn't believe that it turned him on so much. He wouldn't shut up about it. It was great.
and fun fact, though, Forrest is my buddy Forrest. We used to be in a band together, and we played in a band that was very Flaming Lips-esque in Dorkweed.
Yeah.
Dorkweed?
It was a weird time.
It was a very weird time. There was a lot of alcohol consumed and a lot of other stuff. And Dorkweed was a crazy, crazy experience. But what made me want to play with you guys was these guys remind me of the Flaming Lips. They're just as weird.
Yeah, that was a weird time, and I would not trade it for the world. I just could never go there again.
No, I would, but I don't remember most of it, so I don't even know if I would or wouldn't trade it.
Rock on, Forrest.
Love you, Forrest.
Lance from Graham. What was the concert that your partner made you go to?
Well, my ex-wife made me go to the Lilith Fair.
Yeah.
Were the Indigo Girls playing?
Yes, the Indigo Girls, Jewel, Sarah McLachlan.
Liz Fair?
Was Fiona Apple. She was pretty cool, but yeah, wasn't my jam.
Yeah, I saw Fiona Apple over at the Moore Theater, and she was, I mean, she's so damn great.
Amazing.
Yeah, but I it's a little too much. Lilith, if you ask me.
Oh, I could Lilith Fair all day.
Somebody said back in the day, my girlfriend at the time, she was like, let's go see a movie. I already got the tickets. I was like, sure, let's go there. And then I said, hey, on the way there, what movie are we going to see? She said, it's the final Twilight movie. I was like, okay, great. But the joke was on her. I fell asleep in the first 5 minutes, woke up to see the fight scene, eat some popcorn, and then walk out of the theater as the other girls around me were not too pleased with my snoring. Ha ha.
Oh, no. Snoring in the theater?
Never seen Twilight.
I haven't either.
Danny, have you?
No. That was one that I refused to watch. My ex-wife used to go to every single premiere. She would camp out in the morning, and I was like, no, I'm good.
See, I know I'll piss you guys off, but that's kind of what Harry Potter became. I remember my wife wanted me to see Harry Potter so bad. I'm like, you know what? Sure. And this is in our house. Like, I remember pulling it up and we watched it, and I didn't even last the first movie. I was like, I can't. I'm just going to fall asleep. I can't do this. This sucks.
That's how I was with Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. Lord of the Rings is way worse.
Yeah, my girlfriend right now is a big Lord of the Rings fan, and it's like scratching chalk, you know, whatever, nails on the chalkboard for me. I just can't do it.
See, Harry Potter sucks for me. Lord of the Rings is torture.
Oh, no. I won't make you guys do either of those things then. By the way, Coats for Kids Day update.
Yes.
We needed to raise $23,465 in order to not hear one of the worst Christmas songs as decided by USA Today.
Okay.
And Steve Miggs, why don't you give us an update on how much money we have raised ahead of the 8 o'clock hour?
All right. So you said $23,500 was our goal?
Yes.
We are currently at $23,861.
Yes.
We have survived the 8 o'clock hour of having to listen to an awful, awful song. But at the end of the day, we're goofing around. But truly, all that matters is that we're trying to raise as much money as humanly possible to help out kids that are in need. Because there are a lot of kids out there that do not have a brand new coat. They do not have a warm coat. And it's freaking cold outside. And also, it helps with their confidence to go to school wearing something that's not torn up or not just showing up with a coat at all. So if you can donate and help out, that would be fantastic. And massive, massive shout out to some of the Rock Hogs that just donated. Like John Hernan donated $569.
Nice.
That is the nicest of all nice. Also, Deborah Quinn donated $51. Dale Sanders, $300. Thank you, Dale. You are the man.
This is awesome. You guys can get involved too by heading over to KISW.com, or you can text KISW Give to 44321 to make a donation. This is so exciting.
So do we set another goal and say by 9 o'clock? I mean, we're good. We're good at 8 o'clock. We have to be people of our word. But what do you think?
Let's go for it. Go big or go home.
25,000 by 9?
Yes.
All right. So we have to hit 25,000 by 9. Otherwise, we're going to spin that stupid wheel and find out which awful Christmas song we're going to have to play. And it could be the Chipmunk song. It could be Grandma Got Ran Over by the Reindeer. The Little Drummer Boy, the Ashley and that Jessica Simpson version.
Oof.
Funky, Funky Christmas by the New Kids on the Block. And this one shouldn't be on here. I think we should listen to it just for funsies. And that's Dominic the Donkey.
Hee-haw, hee-haw.
Thank you.
KISW.com. Go make a donation on Coats for Kids Day. Now, I hope that one lucky rockaholic was listening to the cheat sheet yesterday that we gave out at 5:40 during the men's room, because There were three correct answers for the next installment of Beat Migs. And Steve has a record of 345 wins, 111 losses, and 59 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 750.
The Daily Migs Show.